ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयत्। नस्तप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी।
Wouldn't be possible to have a chair here, would it? For Maharaj?
Me?
For you? Yeah. 1 inch smaller than this. Oh. Well, it's saffron. Okay, forget it. Generally, that's what they do in the Gaudiya Mutt. Yeah, they have a chair for any other sannyasis or gurus. Yeah. Prabhupada did that once with Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Swami. Yeah, it was pretty far out. We used to have Vyasa couches at one day. We used to sing Three Gurus Charanap. Those were the funny days. Ahead of us now, they'll probably say, oh, those were the funny days. Okay. We're reading this morning from the fourth canto, chapter 19. King Prithu's 100 horse sacrifices, text number 36. Ebhir Indropasamrishtai Pakandair Haribhir Janam Riyamanam Vichakshvainam Yas Te Yagyadrug. Sounds like a good Swedish word. Drug. Ashvamut Ebir Indra Pasham Mishtai Pakandair Haribir Janam Riyamanam Vichakshvainam Yaste Yagyadrug Ashmut. Ebir Indra Pasham Mishtai Pakandair Haribir Janam Riyamanam Vichakshvainam Yaste Yagyadrug Ashvamut. Indra Upasham Rishtai. Created by the King of Heaven, Indra. Pakandhai.
Pakandhai.
Sinful activities.
Sinful
activities. Haribihi.
Haribihi.
Very attractive to the heart.
Janam.
The people in general.
Riyamanam.
Being carried away.
Vichakshva.
Just see.
Enam.
These.
Yaha.
One who. Te. Your.
Yagyadruk.
Creating a disturbance in the performance of the sacrifice.
Ashvamut.
Who stole the horse.
Translation.
Just see how Indra, the king of heaven, was creating a disturbance in the midst of the sacrifice by stealing the sacrificial horse. These attractive, sinful activities he has introduced will be carried out by the people in general. Responsibly, please repeat.
Just see how Indra,
the king of heaven,
was creating a disturbance
in the midst of the sacrifice
by stealing the sacrificial horse.
These attractive, sinful activities
he has introduced
will be carried out by the people in general.
Report by Srila Prabhupada.
As stated in the Bhagavad Gita 3:21.
What's that verse? Everybody knows it, right?
Huh? Yes, yes, exactly. Yad yad acharati shrestas tat tad evitaro janaha siyat pramanam kurute lokas tad anuvartate.
Whatever action is performed by a great man, common men follow in his footsteps, and whatever standards he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues.
For his own sense gratification, King Indra thought to defeat Maharaj Prithu in the performance of 100 horse sacrifices. Consequently, he stole the horse and hid himself amid so many irreligious personalities, taking on the false guise of a sannyasi. Such activities are attractive to the people in general. Therefore, they are dangerous. Lord Brahma thought that instead of allowing Indra to further introduce such irreligious systems, it would be better to stop the sacrifice. A similar stance was taken by Lord Buddha when people were overly engrossed in the animal sacrifices recommended by Vedic instructions. Lord Buddha had to introduce the religion of nonviolence by contradicting the Vedic sacrificial instructions. Actually, in the sacrifices, the slaughtered animals were given a new life, but people without such powers were taking advantage of such Vedic rituals and unnecessarily killing poor animals. Therefore, Lord Buddha had to deny the authority of the Vedas for the time being. One should not perform sacrifices that will induce reversed orders. It is better to stop such sacrifices. As we have repeatedly explained, due to a lack of qualified Brahminical priests in Kali Yuga, it is not possible to perform the ritualistic ceremonies recommended in the Vedas. Consequently, the Shastras instruct us to perform the Sankirtan Yajna. By the Sankirtan sacrifice, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in his form of Lord Chaitanya, will be satisfied and worshipped.
The entire purpose of performing sacrifices is to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. Lord Vishnu, or Krishna, is present in his form of Lord Chaitanya. Therefore, people who are intelligent should try to satisfy him by performing Sankirtan Yajna. This is the easiest way to satisfy Lord Vishnu in this age. People should take advantage of the injunctions in different shastras concerning sacrifices in this age and not create unnecessary disturbances during the sinful age of Kali. In Kali Yuga, all over the world, in Kali Yuga, men all over the world are very expert in opening slaughterhouses for killing animals, which they eat. If the old ritualistic ceremonies were observed, people would be encouraged to kill more and more animals. In Calcutta, there are many butcher shops which keep a deity of goddess Kali, and the animal eaters think it proper to purchase animal flesh from such shops in hope that they are eating the remnants of food offered to goddess Kali. They do not know that Kali never accepts non-vegetarian food because she is the chaste wife of Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is also a great Vaishnava and never eats non-vegetarian food. And the goddess Kali accepts the remnants of food left by Lord Shiva. Therefore, there is no possibility of her eating flesh or fish. Such offerings are accepted by the associates of goddess Kali, known as Bhutas, Pishachas, and Rakshasas. And those who take the prasad of goddess Kali in the shape of flesh and or fish are not actually taking the prasad left by goddess Kali, but the food left by the Bhutas and Pishachas. Practically, the whole Krishna consciousness movement took birth, took root in the Western world because of the example that was set by Srila Prabhupada. He came to us and he offered a philosophy. But that would not have lasted very long. He personally set the example and showed us how to be devotees of Lord Krishna. And previous to him, the Acharyas, even Lord Chaitanya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is Krishna himself. And he comes to teach apani achari bhakti sikaimu sabari. I come to teach by my example. Because we're all stupid. We don't have brain. We think we do, but we cannot understand simply by hearing. And even after experiencing, we have trouble. Our mistake was to stick around this long till the age of Kali. This is the worst age. Manda sumanda matayo manda bhagya. Manda bhagya. We're unlucky. We can't compare. We don't even have the brain substance to see the time sequence. We cannot understand the veracity of the scripture because our minds are preoccupied with indriya tripti, sense gratification. And we get distracted. We can't focus. dhyayato visayan pungsa sangaste supajayate. We meditate. Yes, meditation is very popular. It's not only very popular, everyone's doing it. But they're meditating on the wrong things. They're meditating on the tongue, the belly, and the genital. Dvipad pashu. We're no better than two-legged animals. Unfortunate. But that's the truth, because our business is only ahar, nidra, bhai, maitun. We create various philosophies to support this, but when you get down to the bottom line, really that's all people want, is eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. Dharmena hina, without any real understanding of dharma, or execution of dharma, pashubhisamanaha. We remain simply a royal addition to the animal kingdom. Sophisticated cats and dogs. Sorry, that's what we are. And a great soul came. And even though we're unqualified, even though we had no hope to have such association, but a miracle. We all experienced a miracle. If you think about it, and generally we think, why me? Why did more people not recognize Srila Prabhupada? Well, it's a miracle how I was chosen, how you were chosen. It is a miracle. Somehow or other, we did get that association. We were able to appreciate a little bit whose association we had. We still don't understand perfectly the good association, the good opportunity, the facility he has given us. People are actually, I'll just give you some idea how people are unaware of what's happening to them in the world. If we could shrink the Earth's population to a village of precisely 100 people, with all the existing human ratios remaining the same, it would look something like the following. 57 of the 100 people would be Asians. We think we WASPs, white Anglo-Saxons, we think we're the greatest. 21 would be Europeans, 14 from the north, from the Western Hemisphere, both North and South. 8 Africans, 52 would be female. 48 would be male. 70 would be non-white. 70 would be non-white. 30 would be white. 70 would be non-Christian. 30 would be Christian. 89 would be heterosexual. 11 would be homosexual. That's the world we live in. 6 people would possess 59%. Of the world's wealth, and all 6 would be from the United States. 80 of the people in this 100 people world, 80 would live in substandard housing. 70 would be totally unable to read. 70 out of 100. 70% of the world's population cannot read. 50 would suffer from malnutrition every 3 or 4 seconds. 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000. Another child just died from malnutrition. One would be near death, one would be near birth, one would have a college education.
one would own a computer. That would be me. As you woke up this morning with more health than illness, you are more blessed than the million who will not survive this week. As you have never experienced the danger of battle, the loneliness of imprisonment, the agony of torture, or the pangs of starvation, you are ahead of 500 million people in the world. As you can attend a church or spiritual meeting without fear of harassment, arrest, torture, or death, you are more blessed than 3 billion people in the world. That's half the world's population. As you have food in the refrigerator, clothes on your back, a roof overhead, and a place to sleep, you are richer than 75% of this world. And that goes on. We don't know how lucky we are. We just never think about it. That's on a very mundane level, how dull our consciousness is. I'm sorry to say, but it's a fact. How often do we think? I remember when I was a kid and I was going to school and, like, you know, shake the cans, put in a dime. They'd come around to our schools. And for, I think it was Biafra, or the Belgian Congo at that time. And I grew up and I thought, whoa, you know, this is so much suffering. Why? And I thought I would join the Peace Corps or something. But how many of us on a day-to-day level, as we take our food and, you know, we have nice sabji and paneer and bread and all butter, even butter on the bread, and we have nice prasadam. And so many other people have their, whatever they want to call it, food. How many of us ever think of the starving, suffering people in the world? I don't think many of us. I don't think. But there are real people with real minds and real senses and real emotions, real hearts, real... And they're suffering. Suffering far more than we are. We don't take that into consideration, and we never, hardly ever, appreciate how much we were blessed by getting Srila Prabhupada's association. He is a man who not only brought us light, the Vedas teach us tamasi ma jyotirgama, come to the path of light. They teach us the instruction, the injunctions there, but how to get from here to there. Oh, hey, all the scriptures teach that. What's so new? Come from darkness to light. How metaphysical. You know, how nice. But all the scriptures teach. But how do we actually do it? Well, it takes a great personality to come to this world where there's so much suffering. Dukkhalayam ashasvatam. It gets worse. We're not doing too badly on this planet. There are worse positions. And he comes here and he tolerates. I could tell you so many stories. People, devotees sometimes say, Maharaj, tell us the Prabhupada story. Some of the Prabhupada stories I don't want to tell you, the way we mistreated Prabhupada. Due to ignorance, due to immaturity, due to whatever. Those are the stories I remember, unfortunately. They sear into the brain. Indra has taken the guise of a sannyasi and has interfered with a bona fide, has disturbed a bona fide ritualistic activity. We have to be careful about this. We have to, as we grow up, of course, there was utility. There was a lot of utility. And I can tell you, because having been there,
there was a lot of, I can tell you, there was a lot of utility in forming our little communities in a house somewhere, or in a, as we got bigger properties, but remaining cloistered has definitely helped us. There's no doubt about it, because we're going against the tide. We're such a small percentage of people. We're pioneers. We have a window. We have a darshan of something that's so far ahead of its time. People are searching. People are suffering. That's all I see as I travel around the world, how people are suffering, and it's getting worse. But they have a hard time thinking of themselves as dedicated to God. They can't see themselves in that role. What to speak of? Maybe a few could think, well, okay, I'll join a Catholic monastery. That would be the ultimate. But to join an Eastern, of course in India it's different, 57 of them are Asians. It's not, I guess because I'm talking to Westerners, I'm speaking this way, but in India it's quite acceptable for someone to join an ISKCON ashram. The only problem is no mother likes her son to, she likes to think of her son as having grandchildren and providing her with that, those grandchildren. But anyway. Still, in India, people don't mind focusing their mind on God and Krishna more perfectly. But here in the West, we are called a high demand religion. You know, you've got to, unless you worship God just on Sundays and 6 days to commit sinful activities, you're not considered normal. The psychologist will try to tear you apart. How ludicrous. I really wish I had academic qualifications. There's nothing more I'd love to do than tear apart psychologists. And I hope there's no psychologists here. I mean, Maharaj, you're a transcendental psychologist. But the point is, they want to put us in a box and give us a bad name. But we have to be careful. We have to make our own choices. And we should make choices. Group think. You can have, what's the right word? You can have unity of thought, but it should not be born of non-think group think. Non-thinking group think. You must make your own choices and be responsible for them. It's so important. Otherwise, you'll find that you'll get involved with something that later on you weren't ready for, or and you'll blame somebody else. You'll become a victim and blame someone else for your predicament. But here's also another danger, that sometimes envious persons, and you can never, well, you can tell ultimately, but it's not easy, especially for a new person, to understand the dynamics of a spiritual community, because on the outside it looks very glossy and it looks a lot more inviting than what such a person was coming from. But here's a verse from a Bengali verse. Eyota kalir chela nake tilak galai mala sahaja bhajan kache manu sange lana pare bhalo. Here comes a Kali Chela. He wears tilak, tilak nake, tilak on the nose, galai mala, gala, this is called gala neck, mala, he has kanti mala, and, you know, he may do some bhajan and kirtan, but the whole time he's just thinking of stealing your wife. Having sex. He's just a cheater, exploiter. So Indra, he took shelter. His whole attitude, his whole mentality was full of envy of Prithu Maharaj. Prithu Maharaj was obviously superior to him, an incarnation of Krishna versus a demigod, albeit king of the demigods, but still. Indra did not have the intestinal fortitude, or more commonly known as guts, to acknowledge. He didn't have the courage, he didn't have the humility to acknowledge that Prithu was superior to him and rejoice. There's nothing like success and failure in spiritual life. Everything is success. Your success, if you distribute 100 books and you enjoy, you bask in success, and then someone does 150, that's your success also, because you set the standard of 100 by which they went to 150. I cannot take credit, but I was with a group of devotees in the very beginning, in the early part of 1970. It was Vyasa Tirtha, Bodhimanta, myself, and a few other devotees. We were the first ones to start distributing books. And a day where you did 20 big books, that was a record. I mean, that was really something. Of course, then later on came Triparari Maharaj and so many others, Pragosha, and then in Europe, you know, there was Harinamanand. Well, actually, before them, there was Rohini Sutta Prabhu and some others here. Some Germans were there. Maharama. Yeah, Maharama. And they started upping the ante. And then came, there was Manidhar. Manidhar, he was a great book distributor. Naraka?
Haraka.
I don't remember him, but I take your word for it. And then Harinamananda, and then the king. So everybody, Navina Nirada, wouldn't have distributed one book if Vyasa Tirtha hadn't gone out and distributed 5 books one day. Or we can't say what would have happened. So everybody was successful. No need for envy. Everything is success. Krishna's in your heart. He knows everything you're doing. And he appreciates your attitude. He doesn't need our service. He doesn't need our book distribution. He's a psychic healer. He can heal just by glancing over people. He doesn't need to distribute books. We need to distribute books to show our devotion. And we just don't need to mix it with envy or lust or greed or
all of the qualities which keep us in this material world. So we should try to avoid the association of people who just can't get it. They just don't understand. They may rise yayan yay ravindaksha vimuktamaninas. Some people take the spiritual life and they practice some type of yoga system or either jnana or yoga and they rise very high. But tvayasta bhavada avishuddha buddhaya, is their intelligence is impure, padantiyada, they fall down. And so we have to make our own choices. We have to try, but we should do so on a person-to-person basis. The institution provides facility for living together. The institution provides a base. The institution provides facilities, books, etc. The institution provides an opportunity for senior men to come and discuss with us. The institution does so many things, but the institution is made up of individual people. And that's what we have to do. We have to associate with advanced Vaishnavas. And then as much as you can, give your heart, give your mind, give your life. Make sure that it's first going to Krishna and then give. But it's not enough. It's because we run into an Indra. It's not that we go back to being ice cubes again. And here Prabhupada talks about Buddha also. Lord Buddha had to make adjustments, had to reject the Vedas. We were talking about Buddhism the other day, and it's really an amazing philosophy. It's not even a philosophy. Another point I thought of is that they contend that the absolute truth will be established by argument. They're very much into argument, logic and reason, argument. But one of their tenets is that I am is the ultimate truth. So I am excludes you. And argument means there must be two. You can't have an argument with yourself. So, anyway, if any of you are attracted by Buddhism, it's not for intelligent people. Okay. Sankirtan Yajna recommended for this age, because other systems are not, it's not possible to perform yajna, or it's not possible to perform mandir puja, it's not possible to engage in dhyana. Therefore, especially, we're encouraged to follow. There is enough shastric evidence that we can be successful. Aho bata swapachato garihan. Even we're born in swapach families, dog eaters. I mean, that's pretty low. And I've seen such people in the Far East. Too fallen. It's just a question of your desire. You can do anything you set your mind and heart to. If you can dream it, you can do it. That's what they say. Well, the best dream you can have is to dance with Krishna. That's by far the best. If you articulate, if you find someone who can give you a wonderful description, like, for example, reading the Krishna book, because that's the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. It's not always good for us to go directly to the 10th canto without solid understanding. But I think most devotees who have read Prabhupada's books, that we can read 10th canto also, either Krishna book or 10th canto. And it's beautiful. It's poetically, in every way it's beautiful. It's attractive. It attracts our mind. It attracts our senses. And Krishna's the supreme. And actually that's what we want. That's actually what we want. We want someone to lead us. Because we are followers. We're Anksa. He's Vibhu. We are so small. We want someone to lead us out of darkness. We want someone to provide for us and protect us and give joy. And we want someone to serve. We're servants by nature. Because we've been cheated so many times, because we are lost in the material world, therefore we try to become masters. Well, you may be a master to some, but you're automatically you're a servant to others. So it's better just to become Krishna's servant and serve the Vaishnavas, who are also Krishna's servants. And in that way, whatever anarthas, whatever dirty things are there in the heart, they can be cleansed. It takes time. Enthusiasm, perseverance, and patience. Utsahan nishtya dharyat. Patience is really a virtue. And how patient do we have to be? Not only are we going through our own personal valleys and plateaus, but even the institution that we've given our lives to goes through valleys and plateaus. If you don't hang around long enough, you may not see the plateaus, but they were there. Maharaj can remember, Brahma can remember, some of you know. There were days when things were great, when everybody was there at Mangal Arati and everybody was fired up to go on Sankirtan, and there was opulence and facility, and it, you know, it seemed like it would never end. But somehow we didn't have it perfectly tweaked. You know, there's a word, you probably tweak. Have you heard that word? It wasn't adjusted just carefully enough. Some mistakes we were making, and we'll make more mistakes too. But we need each other to be successful. I don't want to be left alone in the material world. I've already suffered enough. And I don't want to deal with non-devotees, because they just, you know, they don't have the same mentality. They may appear to some to be gentle, but when the chips are down, it's every man for himself and dog eat dog and rat race. And out of that there may be exceptions. But I want to be with devotees. Now I'm prepared to go on, because I started when there were no devotees and I was very happy. But now that I'm accustomed to
devotees, we have to get back up on the plateau. We have to, of course I'm the worst, but because of having a little sickness recently, more than just a cold. I was cold, unconscious, in a coma a couple of times last year. My sadhana hasn't been the very best. Or maybe it's been the very worst. That's how I've ever seen it. But I want to get back into it. I'm a little better now. But there was only two people at Mangal Arati this morning. I don't know, We really have to think about these things. Lord Chaitanya came to teach by his example. Prabhupada taught by his example. And everybody who comes in the future, they'll be taught by our example. Yad yad acharati shrestas. You're the shrestas. And so yad pramanam kurute lokas tad anuvartate. Lokas tad anuvartate. Next generation, the common people, whoever you say, they'll follow whatever they're taught. So we have to live higher standards. I didn't say set higher standards. We have to live higher standards. The standards are already set. Prabhupada gave us the lowest possible he could. We're not patita, as Bhakti Siddhanta said, because Srila Prabhupada gave us a concession. He gave us a concession. Okay. Are there any questions? Yes. It was you. How could you see him with his hand up? Do you have eyes in the back of your head? You couldn't see him. He had his hand. You couldn't possibly have seen him. You had mirrors? Or how did you do that?
Well, that's probably...
Okay. Yes. What would I say? I think I would say it's demoniac. And definitely just the whole tendency to... It's demoniac, and it's a sign of alpa medasa. No intelligence, to think you're going to destroy Buddhism by destroying some statues. And it's demoniac because it's a direct attack. I thought it was... I mean, just... It's a perfect example of why people all over the world, when you talk of Islam, they shudder and think of fanaticism. I've met Muslims in India who are really nice, philosophical, cultured people, but you'd never know it. People generally think of Muslims as just being, here's the Quran in one hand and a sword in the other, and that's all they know. But it's not true. In fact, I was on a television show in Amsterdam, and it came up. And there have been, on numerous occasions, in our padyatra, we go to various Muslim villages, or and they've had us come to their mosques and do kirtan. And when we were in trouble in New York or in India or whatever, Muslim scholars, court cases in America, Muslim scholars joined the brief that was presented by our lawyer to the judge. So I think, you know, although they don't have a whole lot of philosophy and they do things that we don't agree with, but they're trying. And if all I have to do is say something to a reporter that will show a little friendship towards these people, why not say it? You know, where did that expression come from? If I can help you by spitting, I'll stop spitting. I heard that, I don't know, is that from Prabhupada or something? Something similar to that. There's a Bengali phrase, something like that, Bengali proverb, that if I can help you by, I think it's spitting, then I'll stop spitting. That's real low-grade envy, and we're not like that at all. I don't mind meeting Muslims, and I'll encourage them. Allahu Akbar. I was in Iran, and that's what we used to preach, for the Muslims to chant the names of Allah. But for these animals, and it's not all the people, it's just a relatively small group of quite sinful, crazy people who are causing trouble. What would you say? I mean, well, that's a philosophical answer. We could take it even a step further. But whether that answer getting out would appeal to many people, I don't know. People just want your support. And I could justify giving them support. Now, I could also justify, as you say, if the statues are not being worshipped, then it's just stone or whatever. But, you know, the Hindus have got their own thing in India with Ayodhya, the mosque there, you know. And the mosque is being, they're worshipping in the mosque there. Okay, 500 years ago was a Hindu temple, or more than that, whatever. But they've got their case. They should destroy it. So we have our own fanatics. All right, thank you very much. Grantharaj, Srimad Bhagavatam.